we're going to talk about something very important, very close to my own heart, and very close to our guest heart as well. We are talking Learning Disability Week, and joining us on the line is Kira Lawrence. Morning, Kira.
Morning.
But you are joining us this morning because you're part of your work with MenCap. We are talking about Learning Disability Week, which starts on Monday or next week, I understand.
Yes, it starts tomorrow, and it's all about connecting with people with a learning disability, and it's all about learning disability, celebrating the lives of people with a learning disability, and getting people with a learning disability seen and heard, and talking about the issues that we face, but also the good things too. So yeah, it's going to be a great week. Lots of events going on, lots of media happening, so it's going to be really great.
So, Kira, when we hear the term learning disability, you know, a lot of people sort of hear those words, learning disability, and they may think, oh, learning difficulty, learning disability, it's kind of the same thing, but it's not at all, is it? So how would you describe a learning disability?
So a learning disability is a lifelong condition. It starts just before birth, during birth and after birth. It's lifelong, it's got no cure, it affects you your whole life, and it affects the way you learn new things, understand new things, it affects how you communicate, but everybody's different, all people with a learning disability are different, and we all learn at different speeds, but we all still achieve new things with the right support.
Because so, I was going to say, Kira, that there may be people out there that think, oh, well, learning, you've got a learning disability. There's probably the right thing to do and a way to interact and make you part of things that will work for everyone that has a learning disability. But that's just not the case, is it?
No. So I was just going to say, so learning difficulty, we class as dyslexia. So dyslexia, we class as a learning difficulty, whereas learning disability, you have it your whole life and there's no cure. So the two are totally different. But people with a learning disability, they may find it harder to learn and communicate and to understand. But actually, if you make reasonable adjustments, which means small changes, it means a big thing to people with a learning disability. So if you make changes, if you make adjustments, and you treat someone equally, then there's a better chance that they'll be able to achieve and live life independently and in a happy, healthy way.
And people with learning disabilities, you know, they can achieve amazing things. I mean, you know, I'm sure in your work at MenCap, you see every day, you know, the amazing things that people are achieving.
Amazingly, just yesterday, two people with a learning disability got married. So yesterday I was watching their social media going, wow, they've just got married. People with a learning disability have jobs, they have relationships, they go out, they have lots of different amazing things they do. Some people do social media, some people do lots of different things. So yeah, we all achieve different things. I mean, a lot of people with a learning disability, they go out and they create art, or they go out and they speak up for people like them, or they go out and do gardening like they do at the lovely Sunnybank garden place.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it is, you know, those things that we all take for granted, you know, getting married, having a job, just those sort of things that everyone should be entitled to. But if you have a learning disability, you could do those things too, just kind of working out ways of doing it that works for that person, I suppose.
Definitely. And again, it's about when you're working with a person, you have to get to know them in their world. You have to learn how to communicate with them in their world. And once you get to know them and learn what they like, what they don't like, who they are as a person, then you can work with them, you communicate with them, you get to know them. And actually, they're not as different. They just need some extra support sometimes.
I was just going to say that it's more about the individual and working with the individuals on a case-by-case basis or person-by-person than just trying to find a process that will work for everyone.
Definitely. I'm going to use the old phrase, one doesn't fit all. Mm. So, you know, I'm very different to someone else with a learning disability. They're very different to me. We might both have dislikes. We both have different likes. And it's about just tailoring it to that individual. So for me, if you get to know me, you'll know that my favourite colour is pink. You'll know that my favourite music is Kylie Minogue and ABBA. You'll learn from me that I have a career and that I have an amazing job at MenCap, which is the UK's leading learning disability charity. I'll cut that in.
Yep, well done.
You know, and that I do amazing things like my podcast, and John is my incredible editor.
Yes, your podcast. Yeah, we have to talk about the podcast. You have some amazing guests, don't you, on your podcast? So tell me a bit about that.
So, I started my podcast in the coronavirus pandemic lockdown at home. And so over the last year and a bit, I've been interviewing amazing guests. So actually yesterday, I was due to be doing it on Monday, but we ended up doing it yesterday. I interviewed Joe Wiley, the radio TV boss.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she called me yesterday. She's like, is there any chance you can move it to today from Monday? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So yesterday we filmed it in the end instead of Monday.
Nice.
And then last week I interviewed the amazing actor Rufus Sewell, and people might remember him as Jasper Bloom in the movie The Holiday.
Oh,
this is very impressive. I'm loving this name dropping. It's brilliant. I mean, and so on the podcast, Kira, you're just sort of, you know, talking to people that maybe about kind of learning disability. I know, you know, Jo Wiley, she had she has a sister.
Yeah.
A sister, yes, who has a learning disability.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, so if we want to hear your podcast and hear these conversations, how do we find it?
So it's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify, it's on Amazon Music, it's on Pocket Cast, it's on all good podcast channels.
Brilliant. So check that one out. And yeah, the MenCap website, mencap.org.uk, has lots of information about what's happening. And I guess their social media as well will have all sorts of stuff throughout the week, celebrating Learning Disability Week. And celebrating, as you say, the achievements and the things that people can do, but also those barriers as well. And there are still many barriers, you know, there's a low rate of employment for people with learning disabilities. And I mean, you know, how do we kind of make things better with that respect, getting more people into jobs and breaking down those barriers, do you think?
So the way to do it is obviously on the MenCap website there are campaign letters that you can send your MP, like an e-action. We also want people to go and campaign to their local MP because that makes a difference. We also want people to speak up about their own issues and about barriers they face, because that's really powerful and that helps make change. But just share the stories on social media, share your stories wherever you can, talk to MenCap as well, get in touch with MenCap. We also have volunteering opportunities at MenCap, so if someone wanted to volunteer, they could volunteer for MenCap and meet people. So go out, as you say, check the MenCap website. Yep. There'll be lots of stuff up about LD Week this week. I've actually got 2 days off this week, so I'm not doing a lot for LD Week.
You'll be spreading the word on social media, no doubt.
You will.
It is important.
You say you're not doing a lot, but you're on social media at least three times a day, so you'll be all over the place. And Learning Disability Week will be well publicised thanks to Miss Kira Lawrence. Yes. Don't worry about that.
Absolutely. Talking about things is so important, having conversations and developing understanding. So, Kira, thank you so much. It's been really nice to talk to you about Learning Disability Week. And, we will catch up with you soon, no doubt.
Yes, thank you very much.